What's going on, everybody? You're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. And of course, you know that this is Francesca. How's it going, everyone? Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Time to Talk FM1. And I'm also on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook under Let's Talk. I want to talk to everybody today. Yes, I want to talk to everybody today about some of these laws that they have in North Carolina. It is so sad, everybody. I mean, it's like a terrible disgrace about people losing their jobs in the state of North Carolina. They can fire you for absolutely anything, guys. I am telling you, the struggle is real out there. This is no laughing, no crying matter. This is really serious, everybody. And they could fire you for any little thing except for discrimination, guys. So I want to let you guys know that, you know, they could fire you for anything. But if you feel like you're being discriminated or whatever the case may be, y'all need to talk to legal advisors and everything, whatever the case may be. You can even step on a person, a supervisor's shoe, and they could fire you for that in the state of North Carolina. That is so ridiculous, everybody. And basically, on my last episode, I did talk to you guys on how I lost my job over the holidays. You know, I'm still holding up. You know what I'm saying? I still can't believe it happened to me. It's just crazy how it happened, like, all of a sudden, you know. Well, guys, I'm gonna give y'all a brief update, guys. Y'all will not believe this. I'm telling you that it is really serious out there. It's to the point where people don't care no more about people's feelings, about children, or whatever the case may be. Like, really, people out there is really trying to hurt you. Basically, that following week that I was fired, you know, a lot of people, they really didn't agree with the situation, what happened to me, because basically I got fired for no reason or whatever the case may be. That following week, another person then got fired. This is really crazy, you know, because it's just really obscene. And then 2 days after that person, prior to that person getting fired, another person got fired as well. I mean, this is just like so crazy. I don't know what's wrong with this lady or whatever the case may be, but she has a problem. She really does have a problem. Like, she doesn't have a heart. She really doesn't care at all. And I was just shocked because people really just don't care anymore. I have never in my life, guys, to all my listeners out there, I have never, out of all the 38 years I live, yes, guys, I'm 38. Out of all the 38 years I am living, or I have lived, whatever the case may be, God forbid, I have never seen a lady fire three people. First, I get fired. Second, another person get fired. And then thereafter, another person's get fired. Like, during the holidays, you know, this is like Christmas. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, this is like the worst Christmas I have ever imagined. Okay, this is just so ridiculous, or whatever the case may be, and people just don't care anymore. I have never in my life heard about people getting fired in like one womp. I mean, you know, this lady, she really has a problem. I don't know what this lady problem is, but she needs to have a heart. Kind of put me in the mind of Mr. Scrooge, don't you think? Anyway, guys, but in the state of North Carolina, there are laws that basically, because I'm from North Carolina, there are laws down here that are so ridiculous, especially when it comes to the people working in an environment, you know, stuff like that. And they just don't have a clue. They could be working like the first day, and then the next day, prior to the fact, they could turn around and just get fired for any apparent reason. I'm telling you, you can sneeze, cough, or whatever the case may be. You sneeze and cough on that person's job, you're fired. If you turn around You can even blink. If you blink twice, you're fired. You can even bend down and tie your shoe, whatever the case may be. You're fired. You know, and they could tell lies and lies on top of lies to make their self be in the clear. But I'm here to tell you guys, there is a law. There is a law that they cannot fire you guys. I'm telling you, it is called, matter of fact, it's called retaliation. And retaliation, guys, is up under the Discrimination Act. I'm telling you, you have a voice. Just speak it. You know, whatever the case may be. If you have to voice your opinion, like, hey, I don't like the way you guys are treating us. This is not, if you have to have a meeting with your supervisor and you tell them how you feel and they fire you behind that because you're putting your input in and you have a right, you have a voice, and they'll turn around and fire you for that, that is retaliation. I'm telling you, and it is not acceptable under the Discrimination Law Act. And I just want to let my listeners know out there. And it's just messed up, you know. The laws down here basically in North Carolina are pretty messed up. They have laws here that basically you can't even protect yourself from being harmed by another individual. You know, basically say I'm walking on the street just minding my own business and a guy comes and or a lady or lack thereof comes and just basically punch me in my face for no reason. You know, you don't have laws to protect yourself, you know, especially with the firearm, guys. I am honestly telling you guys, if you're going to protect yourself with a gun, I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, you better be licensed, because you're not. Under the North Carolina law, that is 7 years federal time. So like, say if you don't have license or whatever the case may be, and you carry around a gun, you know, and you don't have license or license to conceal to carry a weapon, you're just basically SOL. You're out of luck. So in order to protect yourself, you have to basically do the right thing at any given time and at any given place. Go get your gun license, you know, because from what I've seen, especially in my hometown, it's a lot of stuff that's basically going on. It's a lot of shooting, a lot of this, a lot of that. And you really have to protect yourself. People just don't care anymore, and especially around the holiday season when people are basically out of jobs or whatever the case may be, when they're out of jobs. People are going to do anything to try to see their children or their grandkids, lack thereof. Okay, so it's a lot of robbery going on around here, and it's a lot of people that's basically, you know, getting killed or whatever the case may be. I noticed in 2019, you know, I'm going to be going ahead and be honest. I noticed a lot of stuff too, you know, because, you know, we're starting off, getting ready to start off a new year in approximately about, I'm going to give it about 3 weeks. We're supposed to be basically starting off a new year. I've been seeing a lot of racism going on, basically. I've been seeing a lot of racism, and it's coming out a lot. I'm seeing it a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of deaths that's going on, because every time I basically turn on Facebook, I just see a lot of people dying. People that I basically grew up with are dying, seriously. But my main concern is it's a lot of racism coming out. It's coming out, like, you know, they really used to hide racism, you know. They used to hide it a lot, you know, especially in the 80s, you know. They hide it, you know, but now it's starting to come out, and especially discrimination too, especially on these jobs. It is coming out, everybody. I don't think y'all noticed it, but I have. I really noticed it, and it is really sad. I'm telling you, I noticed a lot of discrimination, a lot of racism going on, especially down in the South, to all my listeners out there that's basically out of town or whatever the case may be. It's a lot of racism going on. It's a lot of discrimination going on. You know, it's a lot of people that don't like you because of your skin color or what you wear or what age you are. That is considered as basically discrimination. So I noticed a lot of that has been going on in North Carolina is ridiculous. And just like I said, and nothing is basically being done about it. Just like the town I'm in, I see a lot of different stuff. I'm trying not to curse everybody, but I'm seeing a lot of different stuff that's going around that's basically have something to do with racism and stuff like that. I see a lot of it going on in this town. I rarely see it in my hometown, but I noticed that it's coming out. You know, I'm noticing that white people are separating themselves from the black people separating themselves from the white, the Mexicans separating themselves from the black and the white and other, you know, ethnic groups or whatever the case may be. So it's a lot of racism going on right now, basically, and there is nothing being done about it. You know, we know right now that like Trump is in the process of probably getting impeached. And I think that has something to do with it as well. But basically, nothing is being done about it. Just like I said, in the town that I'm in right now, I see different racial activities basically going on. You know, a lot of it. Like, I want to say something, but I'm like kind of turning my head and trying to brush it off. But right now, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of it because I'm not racial. I love all different genders. I love all different racial backgrounds. I love everything, you know, there is. I'm very diversal. I'm gonna go ahead and be real with you. I'm very diversible in any way, shape, or form. You know, I don't care if you're a midget, I'ma still love you at the end of the day. I don't care if your skin is burnt, I'ma still love you at the end of the day. I don't care if you have a disability problem or whatever the case may be, I'ma still love you at the end of the day. But basically, you know, it's nothing being done about it. It's nothing like really people are turning the other cheek. Like, you know, it's like really bad right now. And I'm noticing it. And, you know, it's about time that I said something about it. Guys, I'm very outspoken, you know. My mom always told me I shouldn't be so basically outspoken, but it's a lot of stuff going on that people really need to wake up and pay attention and see what's going on or whatever the case may be. But it's like a situation that I'm like currently basically in, you know, right now. I'm in a situation right now where I see the racism and all that stuff. But guys, I'm going to tell you about that situation, guys, after we take a break. You guys, you're tuning in to Time to Talk. Stay tuned and we will be right back. And we are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast for the latest episode, guys. You can listen to my latest episodes on Google Podcasts and also, guys, on Apple Podcasts as well. Before the break, I was going to tell you guys, to all my listeners, about a situation that happened to me. And this has been recently basically going on for about, you know, a month or two, you know, three at the most. I have these two neighbors. Before I moved here, basically the two neighbors didn't like each other, basically. One person is basically Mexican and the other person is white. When I moved here, both of them came to me and basically was talking about each other like, oh, I don't like her, she's crazy, or I don't like her, she's this and that, you better watch your back, you know, because she's going to be the one that puts you out or get you thrown out or whatever the case may be. They tried to harm one another. I'm telling you guys, last Christmas when I was living here, they tried to basically harm each other, whatever the case may be. Like, they were going neck to neck. I'm like, oh my God, the girl's sister done got into it with the neighbors and everything. They had bats and guns and everything. Now, this is the town that I stay in now. Like, they don't play no games, I kid you not. So they was basically trying to harm around one another. I'm the type, basically, y'all, I keep to myself. So I'm like, look, these people, they are crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep to myself, you know, stay out of people's way or whatever the case may be. So, you know, the police started coming, you know, and the neighbor turned around and called the police on the other neighbor, told the police that the neighbor's son has a gun or whatever the case may be. And I was like, man, this is crazy. And so the police looked into the other, well, looked at the neighbor's son's gun license or whatever. You know, that's why I be telling you, to all my listeners out there, make sure you have your gun license, because if you don't, your butt is going to jail. I'm going ahead and telling you that, you know, for pure safety or whatever the case may be. But anyway, all of a sudden, they, like I said before, they're like, all of a sudden, they're trying to basically get me kicked out. You know, they've been telling lies on my fiance, basically saying, oh, my fiance done kicked the dog, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And the other neighbor actually got cameras or whatever the case may be. You know, like, she's looking out for the neighborhood. I mean, she's a good person or whatever, you know, but she have her moments where she starts a lot of drama, and nobody, you know, is not trying to hear that. And so basically, she started a lot of drama between me and you know, the other neighbor, and she causing a lot of drama, stirring all this drama up or whatever the case may be. So what I did was I basically told my landlord, because my neighbor was actually going around telling everybody, oh, she gonna get evicted and stuff like that. And so I went to my landlord and I was like, look, do I need to pay rent? Because from what I'm hearing, you're supposed to be kicking me out, you know. And I'm the type, look, I'm not gonna pay you no rent when I'm knowing at any given time you're about to throw me out, and I gotta find me somewhere to live for me and my kids and just basically my family. And so they tried to get me kicked out. And one situation happened basically last night. You know, I was in the bed, you know, I just, you know, got home or whatever, and I was like, I'm tired, I'm gonna go to bed or whatever the case may be. So my fiance, you know, from time to time, he feel good and he feel like listening to his music. The music wasn't loud at all, you know, I mean, it really wasn't that loud. So he had it on for about an hour or two, but the law also states, like, if the music is loud after 11 o'clock, that's when you, 11 o'clock at night, that's when you're supposed to call the cops. That's when the cops are supposed to, like, come out here and tell you to turn down your music or whatever the case may be. Okay. It was approximately 10:23 at night. You know, he had the music blasted up or whatever the case may be. Like, the day before, she turned around and she didn't stop my fiance. She turned around and stopped me. She was like, can you keep your music down? This, that, and the third. And I was like, you know, why are you telling me this? Because I'm not the one that's playing music, you know, it's my fiance. So why didn't you have a talk with my fiance or whatever the case may be? Okay, so he had his music on, you know, lack thereof. He had his music on, and, you know, I'm in the bed, you know, I'm just laying down, you know, basically just relaxing, preparing for the show that I'm presenting to you now. Anyway, to make a long story short, both of them called the police on me. Both of them called the police on me, actually. And the police already, we kind of figured that it was both of them. It was both of them. And so my fiance came out and said, no, it's no need for that. You know, I never called the cops on them when they blasted their music. You know, I never said anything to them. They ride their four-wheelers, lack thereof. Their kids ride their four-wheelers or whatever the case may be. And I don't say nothing to them because at the end of the day, kids are going to be kids, you know. So the police basically told us who called, and he pointed at the neighbor that's across from me and the neighbor that's, like, directly beside me. They turned around and actually called the police. And I was like, wow. And then on top of that, when I was getting ready to leave, you know, because in the morning time, I do my grocery shopping or whatever the case may be. I run my errands and everything, you know, because I come in and I, you know, talk to you guys or whatever the case may be. And I want to have everything basically done and set, you know, so I can sit down, relax, and talk to my fellow listeners out there, whatever the case may be. So I came outside and the neighbor actually looked at me sideways and turned around and slammed her door. And this is the white neighbor, you know, and then I knew that the other neighbor called the police because usually she'll park her car in the front of her house. Now, all of a sudden, guys, all my listeners, she's parking her car in the back. So why are you parking your car in the back? Why you don't want to be seen? I mean, you were seen before, so why all of a sudden you're parking your car in the back? Anyway, guys, I did absolutely nothing to these, you know, women or whatever the case may be, because that's just crazy. You know how two people, a Mexican and a white lady, trying to get me kicked out. And that's the way I feel, because I think it's wrong. If a person's not bothering you, if a person's not in danger or whatever, you shouldn't be interfering with them people anyway. Like, I keep to myself. I don't bother, you know, hey, how you doing? Bye. And keep it moving. I'm the type that's like, you know, I ain't got time for that stuff. I don't have time for, you know, wham, bam, like, mess. I'm gonna call it mess, basically, you know. And that's what made me think and realize, you know, the way I feel, because I think it's crazy, because I was thinking this. That's why I'm saying racism is basically, you know, coming back, and it's not being hidden anymore, you know, because I had to tell that story because it's not hidden anymore. And I feel like it's coming back, and it's coming back through people, and it's really terrible, you know. It's really ridiculous. And I'm like this: if you feel like, you know, that racism is coming back, because me personally, I feel like it's coming back. You know, they had it hidden all these years, and I never thought, you know, because I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, right? And I noticed something too. I stayed in a neighborhood where it was dominantly like black people. Okay. They had a side where the white people were, you know, like the white uppity people, white middle class, black uppity people, and black middle class and the lower class. And then you had the white people, you know, you had lower class white people too. Okay. I noticed it was coming back, because like the neighborhood that I stayed in was like, dominantly black, you know, it was black. And now what's going on is they're like building up downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. I mean, like, they building it up, guys, like it's another New York City or whatever. I'm talking about they have condos, and black people used to like live downtown or whatever the case may be. They used to live downtown, and you know, now it's like dominantly white people now, you know. And these neighborhoods that we were living in as we were kids, they're dynamically getting, actually they're getting taken over by the white people. Like, the white people is taking the black people in, like, basically like the city or whatever the case may be, which has something to do with the white people, to my perspective. And they're taking them, and they're moving the black people out into like Apex, Knightdale, Zebulon, you know, all the surrounding areas, you know, they're moving them out, you know, and they're turning around and just basically moving the white people, you know, or the higher class people into these houses. Like, they're tearing down our old houses and building like brand spanking new. Because when I went to Raleigh the other day, I just like went in tears. Like, my old house is like tore down. It's like tore down. I have no childhood memories or whatever the case may be. It's like tore down, and like these Caucasian people live in them, and like my whole street is just Caucasian, higher class and everything. I'm like, everything has changed. It's like Raleigh is not home to me anymore, because like they took all my childhood stuff and just like tore it up into shatters. I stayed in an apartment complex, like my children stayed in apartment complex Washington Terrace. It's like completely like different, you know. It's no memories there whatsoever. And now like downtown Raleigh, they're building these condominiums, and at the bottom of the condominiums they got like grocery stores like Publix and stuff like that. I mean, like they got Wegmans now down there. They have Publix, they have Sprouts. Sprouts is an organic grocery store. I mean, it's just stuff that we didn't have as childhood. We really didn't. And like this is new to me. It's like Raleigh, North Carolina is like another New York. That's why I don't go there half of the time. You know, it's just completely like different to me. And when I saw the things that I saw, I like shed in tears. And my mom was like, Francesca, what's wrong? And I'm like, this is not home to me. Do you feel like this is home? Like, when you go down there, it's hard for people, working class people, to like live there, because their places, like their places are like basically for rent for like $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month. One bedroom, like almost $1,000, like three bedrooms, almost $2,000. I mean, like them people down there have to work like two or three jobs in order to basically live comfortably, because if they don't, then they're going to wind up homeless. And I mean, it just brought me into like tears. And I didn't understand what the case may be, but it's like completely different. Like, and the black people, I'm being honest right now, in Raleigh, North Carolina, are basically like living in poverty. And the reason why I say that is because they really don't have nowhere to go. It's like they done tore down their places. I'm just being honest. And I mean, it's very sad, you know. And basically, if you feel like that racism is coming back to you, and you know, whatever the case may be, of course, you can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And you can always look me up, guys, on Facebook under Let's Talk. If you feel like you have a voice, then say it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't, I mean, you know, you see all this stuff going on, like, hey, this isn't life. This can't be life. I mean, everybody has a voice. I was listening to a talk show today. You know, I went to go pick my daughter up from school, you know, before I started my talk show. And I was listening to this talk show, and today a teacher actually got suspended from school for assigning a project, guys. This is like really sad, you know. Basically, she assigned a project to the students. The project was about, if they brung slavery back, how much would you trade a slave off? Ain't that something? You know, like, you could tell that it's like, basically, it's like coming back. Like, the teachers are now like, they're to the point they don't even care. They want to talk about it. You know, how much would you trade a slave off? That would make me feel some type of way. I think I would have stood up and said something. Apparently, a parent actually saw her child's homework and was very upset. And keep in mind, guys, the child is biracial. So, you know, the routine where the, you know, they could have, like, the child could have had a black dad or, you know, white dad or whatever the case may be. But this child is biracial. And basically, she checked her, you know, checked her parents. The parent actually checked the child's homework. And I would have got offended, too. The parents and several other parents basically reported it to the principal. And the principal automatically suspended this teacher. I thought that was just so crazy, guys. It's just a lot. I'm telling you, it's a lot of racial activities going on. I feel like it's coming back. You know, they done hit it for so freaking long, and it's like really coming back. It is really coming back, guys. And it's nothing, I mean, you know, and it's nothing no one's doing about it. And to me personally, I think a lot of depression is going on, a lot of suicidals, and nothing is basically being done about it. Like, all this stuff is going on, like people losing their jobs. You know, when you lose your jobs, you get in a state of depression, you know, whatever the case may be. But nobody is absolutely doing nothing about it. And I'm seeing it. And, you know, it's a lot of people seeing it and seeing this going on around them. And basically, they're just turning their cheeks or turning their heads like, hey, this ain't my problem. I don't have anything to do with this. Or should I say, staying in their lane. You know, it's a lot going on, you know, and people are not, I'm noticing it. And I know my listeners are noticing it. I'm noticing all this stuff that is going on, and it's really going on, and it's really, you know, it's really sad. I mean, it's just terribly sad right now. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. Basically, guys, we're gonna take a break and we will be right back. Stay tuned. We are back. You're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know that this is Francesca. And of course, if you have any questions and concern about the show, I feel like I did a wonderful job, everybody. You can always link up with me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And guys, you can also follow me on Twitter under Time to Talk FM1. And of course, you guys know that I am on Instagram. And last but not least, I am on Facebook under Let's Talk. Guys, it's time for me to head out. Of course, you know I got to chill with the family. So, you know, tune in to the next show, which will be coming soon to your podcast near you. You're tuning in to Time to Talk. And of course, you know that this is Francesca, and I'm signing off. And have a blessed and prosperous weekend, everybody. And enjoy your holiday and your Christmas. Of course, take care.